Well, here we are together before the throne of God, surrounded by all his angels and saints, though we may not see them, but they are here. And now, as Gelio would say oftentimes to Nelda, and we had more meals than I could count together, and we had a wonderful time. And whenever she started to tell him, "Don't eat this, don't eat that," he would say, "Yes, Saint Nelda." And now maybe she's already Saint Nelda. I hope so. She lived a very good life. And her departure, though it is a good thing and a blessed thing for her, is a very sad thing for us. Whether we like it or not, life will never be the same. I was telling Cindy before Mass, I say, "Well, what am I going to do on Friday afternoon?" Because I took her communion almost every Friday afternoon. And oftentimes I gave her the anointing of the sick and confession and whatever. Now that will be an empty spot. So I hope nobody fills it, but at the same time, it will still be an empty spot. And there are occasions, as so many occasions, which, of course, I will miss. Some of you who are there will miss. She will not miss it, because hopefully now, if she's not already in heaven, if she's still making up for her sins in purgatory, which we as Catholics do believe, she will be soon, or already is, in heaven. And then she probably will have told Gelio, "Okay, now you can call me Saint Nelda, Saint Gelio, because everybody who's in heaven is a saint. You know, that's what we're here for. That's why God created us. And that's why we live and suffer through X number of years. In her case, almost 99 years in just a few days." It's funny because we share so many things. And her birthday, June the 20th, is also the feast. It's my feast. It's the feast of Saint Hector. So, and I always used to say, you and I share the same day. And so I will be thinking of her particularly on that day. But so many things that have taken place in these 99 years. And among them, her conversion to the Holy Catholic faith, which happened in 1950 on Easter Sunday, Easter Vigil, in Atlanta, where she was going to Emory University to become a nurse. And then, of course, soon enough, she and Gelio were married. Of course, recently we had celebrated their 50th and their 60th. We probably should have celebrated their 70th, but Gelio took a hike. You know, he couldn't take it anymore in this world. So anyway, I think of him so very often. And every time I drive, which is more than once a day, in front of Mama Tronus and Jana's house, I pray for them all, because they were all very close to me. And so, of course, that will be something that is at least partially missing. But now I don't have to go to Pinewood Lane to see her. Now all I need to do is to think about her and to pray to her in purgatory or heaven to remember me, that we have spent so many years together. And they were particularly dear to me because when I came to Pensacola, you know, Pensacola is in the South, and the South is supposed to be so friendly. Well, at least not to Spaniards. So anyway, who took me into their home, into their hearts? Gelio and Nelda. And like I said, so many, many meals. So many salads with all those seeds we used to put in them that Cindy used to ship to us. I need to find out what they were. I missed them. And then all the Italian dinners with Mamatrono's sauce, which I still have some in the freezer, by the way, when I use that before it goes bad. But she didn't make it. Cindy made it. She was an auxiliary member of the Legion of Mary. She was president of the Ladies' Sodality. At that time, it was called Society. And I said, no, no, this is a Catholic society, so it needs to be a sodality. So we switched it, but it's still basically the same thing. The women of this parish working for God and for this parish, for Our Lady. And she had many different offices and did many things. I remember her falling on this altar, and I think she broke her wrist or something. A lot of things, a lot of adventures. And none of you know about this, but a few years ago, a few of us, about 30 or 40 of us, went to Italy together. And Joan also went with us, by the way. And I used to make fun of her because she had this purple outfit, and I told her she looked like that cartoon. I forget what the name of it is, but he always wore purple. And I said, you look like, I think his name is Barnaby or somebody like that. And we just made so much fun of her. She didn't always like it, but we did. And Bobby enjoyed it when I told him about it. And while we were there, a gypsy, and they're my favorite people in the world, stole Nelda's purse. And of course, now I can barely walk because I broke my back recently. And I said, no more surgeries. We'll have to let it heal. And so I can barely walk now, but I used to be a sprint runner. And I took off after the gypsy and grabbed her purse and chewed out the gypsy and gave Nelda back her purse. This is in the middle of Rome, near the train station. Not a place to go with showing your purse. So anyway, that was something that we shared also. In the meantime, so many times that she would call me up and say, you need to pray for Randy, you need to pray for Cindy, you need to pray for Anthony. Of course, Anthony's gone, and hopefully they have met together too. And I took care of him too when he was ill for many years. In the nursing home first, and then at home. And it's a very, those occasions for a priest are sad, but they're also very blessed that we can help our children, our spiritual children, to reach the glory of heaven. And so hopefully they're all together, and of course also with her father, Lyle, and her mother, Bathsheba. And of course she was Sheba, but she always reminded me, you know, that she was named after Bathsheba. And I said, well, you know, she's not a saint, but that's okay. Either way, hopefully they're all together. And perhaps God has allowed Mamatrono and Anjana and Juliet to make some Italian sauce. And they're enjoying it in the heavenly banquet, for which I look forward. And that is too. We need to live good lives on earth, my dear children, so that we can enjoy the glory of heaven. What more is there than that? Nothing. To be in the presence of Christ our Lord and the Father and the Holy Spirit, in the presence of His Most Holy Mother and Saint Joseph and all the saints, including Saint Stephen, and enjoying the glory of God. Eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, what God has prepared for those who love Him. Love, a four-letter word, which more than not stands for suffering, for pain, another four-letter word. And as we go through life, offering our sufferings and our pains to Christ, we in heaven will receive our reward. And Nelda Nadine Williams Tronu, just a few days ago, received her reward. That very same day, I and our parish and Nelda to it. If she was still thinking somewhat, we could not really communicate too much. We're rejoicing that one of her favorite children from this parish and mine now is a priest, Father Aaron Francis Martin Zanka, another Italian. And he is now a priest, and he has been praying for her. He was the first one to find out after me when Cindy said, she has passed. And of course it is. It is a Passover from this life to the next. And for that, we need to be working and praying and suffering. And so, Nelda, I hope you are praying for me. That which is there in our midst, which doesn't even look like her anymore, is what's left of her. But that, on the last day, when Jesus comes and the trumpets of all the angels are sounding, and the eternal life is proclaimed, and the final judgment is proclaimed, then she will rise up as a young girl, a 20-year-old or a 30-year-old, and Gilio too, and all of us, and we shall be together and hopefully enjoy the glory of God before eternity, eternity that has no ending. We don't think about it enough. St. Bernadette Soubirous always used to say, if men would think about eternity more often, they would not sin. Imagine spending eternity in hell, separated from God forever. I cannot even imagine it. It breaks my heart. But imagine spending eternity with Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit, Mary and Joseph and all the saints. What glory, what joy we shall receive. And I pray that she is already enjoying this. In the meantime, I will pray for her and to her. That is what the communion of the saints is, that we pray for each other together, and they have more power because they are in heaven. They are in the presence of the throne of God. The things that Nelda has been seeing since June the 6th are so overwhelming that she could have never have imagined them. And just seeing the magnificent and beautiful face of Jesus Christ at her particular personal judgment, when he said to her, "Come, you blessed of the Lord, to the glory that I have set aside for you, that my Father has set aside for you." When we are sad and think of the separation of death, which is sad, we rejoice in eternity, but we are sad because now something has been yanked out of our heart. Yanked out of our heart. It is not easy. It is sorrow. But when we think of heaven and of eternity in heaven, then all that pales in comparison. And we now think of them who are hopefully already enjoying the light of heaven. Eternal light shine unto them, O Lord. Lux perpetua, luceat eis, we say in Latin. Lux perpetua, eternal light. It's eternal because it is a light from the face of Christ. And so today, as I grieve with you, because to me she was a mother as well, so Cindy, you, and Randy, you, are officially brothers and sisters. That will not go away. Don't forget it. As we rejoice in that which we soon shall share with them, let us offer up our tears and our sorrows to God, that He will make of us saints when our own lives on earth shall be finished. and they shall be. Many people go about life thinking that, oh, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, who cares? Who believes in that nonsense? Well, you're going to believe it when you get there. Some lady was going to confession to Padre Pio, to St. Pius of Pietrelcina, to whom we are all devoted here. His relic, his blood is on our altar, by the way. And she says, I don't believe in hell. And he said to her, Madam, you will believe it when you get there. I hope I don't have to say that to you. I hope you believe it and you stay far away from it and go after the glory of heaven which has been created for you. My condolences to one and all, but especially to us. My sorrow is deep in my heart, and I will be visiting her, and she and I will be neighbors when I finally go, because I'll be in the same mausoleum. And my parents are there, and my best friend is there. We shall, our bodies will be, not we, our bodies. But we believe in praying at the tombs of the dead, for the souls of the dead, and praying to the saints in heaven. May eternal light shine upon her, O Lord, and perpetual rest come upon her, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.